Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Monday, June 8th. I'm Imani Moise for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that Senator Adam Schiff is introducing a bill to restrict how the Pentagon uses artificial intelligence. Schiff's proposed bill would ensure a human is involved when the Pentagon uses AI in weapons and protects against the use of the technology for domestic surveillance. It's the latest in a flood of AI proposals from Democratic lawmakers aimed at increasing oversight of powerful models, and a preview of what tech companies can expect if Democrats win back control of Congress. While the Trump administration is unlikely to support many of the Democratic AI proposals, the White House has taken some steps to increase oversight of AI models, including an executive order signed last week. NVIDIA is deepening its relationship with major South Korean tech companies to build large-scale AI infrastructure in Asia. Mobile carrier SK Telecom today said that it's advancing plans with NVIDIA to develop their first gigawatt-scale AI cloud services in South Korea, with aim to expand to other parts of Asia. SK Hynix separately struck a multi-year tech agreement with NVIDIA today to advance next-generation memory chips and accelerate semiconductor design and manufacturing. Additionally, the internet and cloud computing company Naver confirmed it will work with NVIDIA to construct AI factories. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang also held a series of meetings today with executives from major Korean conglomerates, including Doosan, LG, and Hyundai. And Chinese AI startup StepFund is set to file for a Hong Kong IPO as soon as today. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Sources say key investors have proposed valuing the startup at as much as $12 billion. If successful, the prospective IPO could be one of Hong Kong's biggest in recent years. The rush to go public underscores a broader push by Chinese AI companies to tap buoyant investor appetite while market conditions remain favorable. Shares in StepFund competitors Jipu AI and Minimax have surged since their market debuts in January. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.